I'm Brian Russo, and welcome back to Coastal Connection. Coming up in just a bit, we'll head to Easton, Maryland for this year's Chesapeake Film Festival. We'll look at some of the offerings on tap this year, including a documentary that tells a tale of sex, money, and a type of slavery that's still taking place right here in the United States. But first, we're going to take a look at the storm brewing a bit to the west, in Washington, D.C. Members of Congress and President Obama are gearing up for a big fight over the federal budget and the Affordable Care Act, of course also known as Obamacare. Some Republicans want to defund Obamacare, and they're hoping to tie that issue to the looming decision Congress will have to make about funding the federal government. Some observers say the dispute shows the deep rifts in the GOP between the Tea Party-aligned conservatives and the moderate Republicans. I wanted to get a local perspective on this political fight and also talk more broadly about the role of the Tea Party, both locally and nationally. So earlier this week, I caught up with Kelly Kennett. She's the chairperson of the Worcester County Tea Party. We started at the beginning.
It actually started up, I believe it was about January 1 was their first official meeting, January 2011. They had their first official meeting. I think the background people were in the mode to develop the Tea Party prior to that. I attended the first meeting strictly because my husband and I had been on the Ron Paul team and door knocking for Ron Paul, supporting Ron Paul. And when Ron Paul didn't make it through the Republican primary, we looked at each other and said, we can't stop. You know, we have to continue on. If we don't do something, you know, we won't have a reason to complain. So we stepped up to the plate, attended the Tea Party meetings. It was a couple meetings into it. Grant Helvey, the former chairperson, asked for volunteers for the budget committee. I raised my hand. I started off on the budget committee, attending budget meetings at the county commissioners' meetings and doing various things like that. And from there, just things have flowed. But the Tea Party itself was just a group of people forming, getting together, organizing, and trying to address more community issues and county issues. And then when the state issues called, address the state issues.
So tell me a little bit about this group in particular. Is it primarily designed to be a forum for people of a like-minded sort of political belief and ideal system to sit down and get together and discuss ideas, or is it more so, you know, taking it that next step, and is it involved in, you know, lobbying elected officials, you know, fundraising for those officials, or even recruiting candidates?
It's a little bit of everything. First and foremost, we approach the education of the population. We're a nonpartisan organization. We are not Democrats, we're not Republicans, we're not Libertarians, we're a mixture of everything, so we're not a declared party. We're completely independent of party. As far as candidates go, we vet candidates. We put together what we call a Liberty questionnaire. When candidates come up for election, we send them the Liberty questionnaire. They answer it. We evaluate it. If they're, say, you know, it's kind of a loose number, 75% aligned with our thinking, they may get support from us, but it's not a particularly declared that we, the Tea Party, support this candidate. It's more us as individuals share the information with the other people that come to the meetings, because we're not official members, have to pay dues, that type of thing. People just come to the meetings, and we share the information, and then they're allowed to form their own ideas and thoughts and decide whether they want to support a candidate or not support a candidate.
Since the Tea Party kind of had their coming out party, so to speak, whenever the word Tea Party is uttered, it certainly immediately stirs up a certain connotation of where the Tea Party is on the political spectrum, much like liberal or even conservative. You mentioned a minute ago that you don't really align yourself to one particular party, but I guess maybe identify where you fall on the political spectrum. Obviously, that connotation of Tea Party is that sort of conservative, really far to the right. Is that accurate?
No, it's not. Our particular group, I cannot speak for other Tea Party organizations, but our particular group is very much liberty-oriented, constitution-oriented. Our goal is to make sure our constitution stays our constitution, and we seek liberty, and that's what shapes our thoughts and activities.
Right. Is there a certain example where you can, an issue that's being talked about now that you feel would identify or characterize what the Tea Party stands for here in Worcester County?
We've had several issues. Right now on the forefront for us is Common Core, that is the Common Core State Standards in Education. Common Core is nonpartisan. We all have children. Children don't have necessarily political beliefs except for what they adopt from their parents, but they're free-thinking individuals. And we believe Common Core may not be the best choice for children overall. There's some ideas and concepts within Common Core that make sense, others that don't. And what we're trying to do is pick it apart and figure out, number one, why it's happening, how it's being implemented, and what the real agenda is behind it.
So let's talk about Common Core. I mean, Common Core is sort of a national education standard. It's going to be implementing some changes. To kind of give people the Cliff Notes version of it, I've had it described to me as really asking students to describe why they got an answer rather than just filling in, you know, A, B, C, or D, so to speak. I've seen in some of the, you know, advertising campaigns, some people have called it propaganda, that have been popping up throughout Worcester County that originated from the Tea Party here in Worcester. That says kindergarten shouldn't be rigorous. And here is a group of questions that we have and a group of concerns that we have about Common Core. Let's highlight some of those.
Well, first off, education should not be nationalized. It's against our Constitution. So with that in mind, education is supposed to be left to the state, the local level, and the parents. It's the responsibility of the parents, the county, the state, not the federal government. And Common Core originated kind of around the back door way of approaching education through stimulus package grants and creating nonprofit organizations and feeding the money to nonprofits. So that in itself is questionable. The motives are questionable. You can't come forthright and say, we have this agenda, we're going to implement it this way. You have to hide it behind a race to the top package. So that in itself leads me to be suspicious.
I've heard it said that perhaps some of the larger issues with the fact that Common Core is being instilled in our nation's schools may be because of where it came from, the involvement in not only federal lawmakers but also the Board of Governors that sort of moved it through. Is that really where your main sticking point is, about the government's involvement in establishing a set of standards, or is it more so about the nuts and bolts about what this curriculum is going to be teaching our kids?
It's multifaceted. First and foremost, when the government controls the minds of our children, it leads you toward communism. I don't like the idea of communism, personally. Secondly, some of the information that's being taught is questionable. A strong sex education agenda for third graders, fifth graders, I highly question. I personally believe sex education is the responsibility of the parent. Or if the parent can't be involved, perhaps a organization like Big Brothers Big Sisters or something like that, but not part of the school curriculum where you're teaching children how to put condoms on. I think that's a personal issue and a parental issue.
Let's move to politics a little bit, particularly another issue that I've heard a lot of opposition from Tea Partiers nationwide, and that's this issue of Obamacare. Congress is gearing up for a real showdown in the next couple weeks, one that could result in a government shutdown. Some analysts believe that Tea Party-aligned Republicans could be to blame if there is a shutdown. Let's talk about that and this move to defund Obamacare.
Oh, I'm speechless on this one. I think it's devastating for the country, personally. I think it will break us financially. I don't know what the better way of doing this was, but I believe that people that were insured and were paying for insurance are now going to become the uninsured because it will become unaffordable for the average working individual. And I believe there should have been a way that our governors and our federal officials or congressmen or president could sit down at the table and come up with something that wouldn't cause the average working family to change what they're currently doing correct in order to accommodate a smaller percentage of the population. Our smaller percentage of the population was receiving health care. It just may not have been the way the president saw it should be. To provide everything for the collectivism, the collective, it just doesn't seem right.
I guess let's go more philosophically for a moment. You know, the idea of 30 million more Americans being able to get health care brings up that issue of the greater good. And I think one thing that I hear lost in this political debate about whether or not Obamacare is good, and the zeros and the ones, so to speak, is this idea and the sense of the greater good of mankind and society. Where does the Tea Party stand on that?
I don't believe the Tea Party takes us, you know, a particular position. I know they sponsored a rally. The National Tea Party Patriots sponsored a rally to oppose Obamacare and oppose the funding of Obamacare. But I can't speak for the consensus of the Tea Party. I can only speak for us here. We generally oppose Obamacare. I believe the majority do, because the majority just don't see it fitting into our lifestyles. The majority of us are working people or retirees. It doesn't fit. And I truly believe, I came from the pharmaceutical industry. I was in and out of all the doctor's offices, all the hospitals. The indigent population has access to health care, and in some cases better health care than the non-indigent population.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City, Maryland, and 88.5 in Washington. I'm your host, Brian Russo. We're speaking with Kelly Kennett. She's the chairperson of the Worcester County Tea Party organization here on the coast. Kelly, I want to turn now to political discourse. Obviously, since President Obama took office, there has been a great abyss between the aisles, so to speak, and there has been very little room as far as two parties coming together, two different ideals coming into the same room and coming up with some sort of a compromise that actually works. Critics of the Tea Party have said that that actually makes it even harder because, as we talked about earlier, the perception of the Tea Party is that you're even further to the right than the GOP. Where do you see the Tea Party's role in political discourse? And do you think that we can get back to having two or even three political ideals in the same room and come up with a good answer for everybody?
You have to be willing to sit down at the table and negotiate, and I don't see that from either side. And hopefully there are some people with some sense about them, like Rand Paul, that will, you know, dig his heels in and say, this is enough, we need to sit down and negotiate. There has got to be a better way. There are the leaders like Justin Amash. They're young. They may name themselves Republicans, but they're not the Republicans of my father's era. And having grown up as a staunch Republican, I'm willing to step away from it and say, this is not right. Whether it's Democrat, whether it's Republican, they're all part of the same machine, the government machine, and it has to stop. It's not leading us in the correct direction. It's leading us down a direction that's going to bankrupt this country, put us all in poverty, and we will no longer be the leader of the free world, because there will be no free world.
Do you think that the Tea Party's beliefs or concerns about what's going on in our country are being heard or even respected by either political party? And what do you think can be done to get your ideals and your beliefs into that national conversation, even more so than what it is?
Well, clearly our views are not respected when John McCain calls us wacko birds. I mean, that clearly shows utter disrespect. And I think that type of name-calling, whether it's coming from the left or the right, is inappropriate. These are people in power and position. They should be behaving respectfully and treat each other with respect. If they ask for respect and command respect, then they should provide respect to others. Just because somebody doesn't think the same way that you do, you should be able to sit at the table and listen to them. And that's where I think some of our younger leaders are standing up and saying, you need to listen to me. I deserve the respect. I've worked hard. I'm educated. I read books. You know, I have something to say here.
I want to go through a couple hot-button topics briefly. We've talked about Common Core. We've talked about Obamacare. Let's talk about the shootings at the Navy Yard earlier this week in D.C. It's, of course, reignited discussions about gun control reform. Where does the Tea Party stand, even just here locally, on gun reform issues?
I can speak for the Tea Party on this one. We believe in the Second Amendment, and the Second Amendment provides us with the right to bear arms, to protect ourselves, our families, and to protect ourselves from a government of tyranny.
Let's move to war efforts. Obviously, Syria has been in the news. Where does the Tea Party stand on Syria?
I can't speak for the Tea Party because there are some people in the Tea Party that support war, that some that don't. Personally, I've never favored war. I think almost my entire life lived under the fear of war. As a child, learning how to crawl under my desk in the event we were attacked. That is not a way to live or raise children, and I do not want to see that continue. I think it will financially ruin us as a country. We cannot continue to support wars that don't have sound basis by any means. I don't know how you can justify it.
I read recently that an economist at UC Berkeley, he released research that seems to indicate and believe and cite that income inequality is a record high here in our country. On the issue of income inequality, where do you think that that issue will play in our national conversation as we move towards the next election?
You can't deny that there is income inequality, and there always has been, and there always will. It seems like the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. But what's happening in the country now is the middle class is dying. Yeah. It's getting poorer. And that has to stop, because the middle class is the most generous class, in my opinion. Yes, the rich give to charity, but they reap many benefits from that. It's the middle class that actually gets out there and does the work, serves in the churches, serves in the community, serves, you know, stands in line to help hurricane victims. It's the middle class. And when the middle class can't do that, we have a problem in this country.
I guess, what role do you think that the Tea Party is going to have in our future national political conversations? Do you think that it will encourage people on the left and the right to come to some sort of a compromise? Or do you think that it's going to further divide and perhaps stretch where people stand idealistically?
Well, certainly I hope it brings people together. It all depends on a lot of you, the media. If we're continued to be portrayed as radicals, as terrorists, as tinfoil hat wearers, everybody manages to get the person at the rally that's dressed the most poorly with the wildest hair, and that represents the Tea Party, and that is not the Tea Party. Our Tea Party group in particular is a group of highly educated, well-read, hardworking people that just want to see the country on the right track. I want the country to return to the country I grew up in. You know, I grew up in Indiana, the heartland. It was a good place to live, and I want the country to return to those type of values.
We've been speaking with Kelly Kennett. She's the chairperson of the Worcester County Tea Party. Kelly, thank you so much for sitting down with me, and best of luck.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
To learn more about the Worcester County Tea Party, click to our website, wamucoast.org. Coming up next, we'll chat with one of country music's rising young starlets, and we'll find out about some of the films that will feature this weekend at the 6th Annual Chesapeake Film Festival. I'm Brian Russo, and you're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City and 88.5 in Washington. We'll be right back.